Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
First of all, congrats to Clemson. Heck of a basketball game. Two teams fighting and competing and battling. I thought both teams made big plays throughout and big baskets, big shots. And unfortunately for us, their guy, Chase Hunter, made the biggest one late in the game in overtime. Thought it was defended pretty well, but he's a big-time player. He's having a heck of a I don't know if we call it a senior year or last year. He's a sixth-year guy, but he's having a heck of a season, and he made some big plays. Proud of my team for how we fought. I thought we were ready to play. We got down early in the first half, you know, fought back, got down 14 in the second half, fought back, got the lead, made some plays. But it's not enough, and that's the thing that we have to figure out. Like, it's not enough. Like, we have to be able to do more, sustain more. But, again, I like the fight that we have. This has obviously been a rough 2 weeks for us. But we'll keep plugging, we'll keep pushing, and we'll keep trying to get better.
Jeff, what went into the offensive game plan over time, especially those two possessions when Jalen kind of just – took a shot early in the possession without working the ball movement that had been getting you guys a lot of points.
Yeah, well, we had they had started switching in the overtime, and we were trying to hunt some matchups and look to play. And, look, Jalen's made big plays for us and big shots for us all season long. And, you know, wanted to give him an opportunity to make some plays. Unfortunately, the ball didn't go in the basket.
Jeff, what made Clemson so tough to defend, especially for that 10-minute stretch from three?
First and foremost, they're really good. That's the first thing. You know, they have experienced players that have been together. You know, when you look at that combination of Chase Hunter, of Shefflin, Dylan Hunter, Wiggins, those guys were guys that contributed heavily to an Elite Eight team last year and a team that, you know, won games in the tournament. And then when you add older guys like Zachary, who came from a system similar to Clemson's at Boston College because Earl was an assistant for Brad, so he kind of fits perfectly in that system with the big kid Victor. They have older, experienced players, and they're very disciplined in what they do. They're shooting the basketball as a team collectively very, very well this year, so they can spread you out and do that. And then they have a couple of guys coming into this game with Shefflin and with Victor, you know, the big kid that can score down low. So when you have that combination of shooting, experience, and then guys that can score down low, that makes you difficult to guard.
Jeff, what changed for you guys offensively and defensively down the stretch of the second half that put you in position to force overtime?
Well, I thought in the second half we did a better job of getting to the 50-50 balls. I thought we did a better job of rebounding the basketball. And I thought our defense, for the most part, in the second half was pretty good after about after the first media timeout. Offensively, I thought we moved the basketball. We put G at the five to kind of stretch their defense out a little bit. They weren't switching earlier, so we were able to get G on some pops. And it also opened the floor up with some spacing with his shooting. I thought he did a good job of passing the basketball. Because we rebounded, we were able to get out and transition some and get some baskets there.
Damian was 0-for-8 last game and then 0-for-4 in the first half. Then he has three big buckets in the second half. Just talk about how important that was for him, especially after coming back from this injury and playing last game.
Well, it's important for us. Certainly important for him, but it's important for us. He's a important guy for us. He's still battling back, you know, from that injury. Unfortunately, the injury was on his shooting hand, on his thumb. You need your thumb to shoot. So he's still trying to kind of work his way back with that, with the brace that he has to wear to protect it. I thought in the first half, I thought we generated some really good looks and some clean looks. We just didn't make them. He didn't make some. I thought we had some wide open looks. We didn't make them. It was good for us to see him make some shots and make some plays. I thought the second three that he hit when we had the lead, I thought that one was good too. So it was good for us.
Cornhen was 7-for-7 for the game, but he was 5-for-5 in the first half. What limited his shot selections in the second half?
Well, he didn't play as much in the second half. Again, we went a little bit smaller to try to stretch their defense out. You know, even though he was 5-for-5 and he did some really good things, we were losing. And the objective is for us to win. And so we just try to look for different lineups, different combinations. We got a combination that we thought was really good for us on offense and defense that got us back in the game, that got us to lead. And so his scoring wasn't, I'm not going to say it's necessary, but he just didn't score as much in the second half.
You're going from Wednesday to today, both were losses, but I think you guys did a lot of things better than that day. I mean, can you take anything positive from this now that you have a week off?
Yeah. I mean, again, we fought, we battled, but it's not good enough. That's the big thing. And that's what I told the guys after, you know, I told them Wednesday night, we fought, we battled, but it's not good enough. There's more that we have to do. You know, we can't, you know, we, in overtime, we missed the front end of a 1-1 and we gave up a layup right in transition. Like those are the types of plays that can't happen. As we went into the overtime, one of the things we told them is that our defense has been so good. When we miss, they're trying to get it up court as quickly as possible so they don't have to play against our half-court defense. Well, we can't have that lapse where we miss the front end, we give up a layup in 5 seconds. Not in a game where it's back and forth like this and, you know, baskets are difficult to come by. And we did that in the second half. They had 26 points. So that's what I mean. Like we had a – early in the second half, we had a 50-50 ball where it's a loose ball. We don't get it, and they get a three. Those are the types of things that we have to correct. Like, we have to fix those collectively as a group, and it's on me. I have to do a better job of demanding it and showing it, and, you know, then we have to go out and do it.
Jeff, what kind of impact did Sam Clancy have on his program? Just honor?
Yeah, a huge impact. You know, it was interesting. Listening to Mike DeCourcy the other day talk about it. You know, obviously I've known about his impact since I've been here. So 7 years ago, I learned about it. I didn't know Sam as a basketball player at Pitt. I knew Sam as a football player. And so when I got here, I learned about it. But listening to Mike talk about it, and especially the period in which he came here, you know, it was, it sounded like from what Mike said, they were a little bit down after the 74 team. And there were some years that were a little bit lean. And then a local guy stays and just the impact that he had. And, you know, Mike talked about perhaps that played a role in Pitt getting into the Big East. Sam has certainly meant a lot to me and to our program in my 7 years here. He has an unbelievable personality. He has unbelievable pride in the University of Pittsburgh, and he's a great role model to these guys of just being a really good man. And so I'm really glad that we, you know, this was done where he's still here and he can see it. He can experience it. His family can experience it. It's probably something that's long overdue, but he's been as important to this program as any guy that's worn the jersey.
Jeff, what does your team have to do to get out of this rut that it's in right now, 4 straight in the conference after such a strong start?
Yeah, we have to be better all the way around. You know, we can't have lulls. We have to understand the importance of every possession, offensively and defensively, and doing the things necessary to win. We have to talk more. We have to be tougher. We have to be a little bit more physical. We have to be more disciplined. We have to be better all the way around. Everyone, coaches, players, everyone. I look forward to getting back to work and doing it. Obviously 2 weeks ago, you know, we were sitting in a really good spot. These past 2 weeks have been tough for us, but to me, you learn a lot about who you are and who we are. as a program during my time here, you know, we've been in this spot before, unfortunately. The last couple of years, we've been able to fight our way out of it. I think this group has the ability to do that, but we have to do it. We can't just talk about it. We have to do it, and we have to collectively, as a group, understand the things that we have to do in order to do that. And I look forward to doing that.
You guys won offensive rebounding, second chance points, and paint points in this game, something that Clemson usually plays well, plays a lot against. What is it going to take for all of that to come together? Because it seemed like where that was at, the three-point defense was lacking in the first half and then, you know, just missing opportunities.
Yeah, well, again, that's where I mean everything. We have to be sharper and tighter with everything, especially when you're playing against really good teams. They're a really good team. But, you know, they can be an example for us. They were 4-6 in the league to start the league last year. Clemson was. And ended up getting it back together. We were 0-3 last year to start. We were 1-5. And we were able to get it back together. I think we have the resolve in that locker room to be able to fight through and to push through and to get better. We just got to do it.
Where do you see you guys' heads at right now?
We're down. I mean, look, we've lost four straight, so we're down. You know, we're a wounded group right now. But it's a long season. For me, it's not doom and gloom. I know it may be. It certainly is outside for the past few weeks. But it's not doom and gloom. It's down. I'm down. I'm disappointed. There's no one angrier than me or more disappointed than me and things like that. I'm proud that we fought and we put ourselves in a position to win the last game. We put ourselves in a position after, you know, being down and having 14 turnovers in the first half. We put ourselves in a position with 2.5 minutes. It's a two possession game. This one, we have a chance. We just have to do more collectively. And, seasons are long, man. Seasons are interesting. You learn a lot. You go through. I've always felt, my dad always told me this, the highs can never be too low. The lows can never be too low. You got to stay somewhere right there in neutral, and you learn from everything. And I look forward to getting back on Monday and getting back with our group and learning and getting better and being prepared for the next game.
Coach, only six players played over 4 minutes today. Could you explain the decision to not go deeper into the bench, especially guys like Jorge and Conte?
Yeah, well, again, we just looked at matchups and thought that, you know, had a group that was playing well, and that's what I do. If you know me, that's what I do. I stick with, if I have someone or a group that's playing well, we stick with them. In the last game, Jorge came in and was playing really well, and we stuck with that. We made a run, and we got back. I have confidence in everyone on our bench. If their number's called, they have to be ready. So that's why.